My name is
Katia Aurelien, AETSIA AURELIEN. This is for patient Randy Aronoff, RANDY ARONOFF. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD has progressed from stage 2 to 3A and is likely related to uncontrolled nephrosclerosis associated with uncontrolled hypertriglyceridemia, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperuricemia, and the aging process, as well as obesity, period. Kidney functions have declined from a BUN of 30 to 38, creatinine of 1.21 to 1.63, and a GFR of, from 67 to 47. There is evidence of non-selective proteinuria with protein to creatinine ratio of 1,445 milligrams from 1,551 milligrams. This slight improvement in proteinuria is related to the Kerendia, but it's still not at goal. Period. We will increase the Kerendia to 20 milligrams from 10 milligrams, and we'll continue to assess the proteinuria. If there is no significant improvement in the proteinuria, we will consider a renal biopsy to evaluate for other etiologies, period. We will also consider ordering additional lab work to rule out vasculitis, gammopathies, and autoimmune diseases if there is no significant improvement in the proteinuria with the medication adjustments, period. There is no urinalysis available for assessment of the urinary sediments, period. The patient has lost 11 pounds since the last visit due to his intake of, his adherence to a plant-based diet and reducing his portion intake. Period. Continue taking the Losartan, 50 milligrams daily. Period. Next line, proteinuria as per number one. Next line, hyperlipidemia with elevated hypertriglyceride of 662 milligrams from 294 milligrams. The rest of the hyperlipidemia with elevated hypertriglycerides of 662 milligrams from 294 milligrams, total cholesterol of 149 from 121, and HDL of 30 from 30. There was no calculation of the LDL due to the extremely elevated triglyceride level. Period. The patient states he has been adhering to the plant-based diet and occasionally cheats with processed foods. However, he states there is no reason for his triglyceride levels to be this uncontrolled. To further assess, we will order a thyroid panel to make sure this increase in triglycerides is not related to his hypothyroidism, period. We will also add Vascepa, V-A-S-C-E-P-A, 1 gram twice a day to help reduce the triglyceride levels. We also encourage him to continue taking the rosuvastatin as prescribed and to continue reducing his intake of fat and cholesterol in the diet, as well as simple carbohydrates, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which has improved since the last visit from 9.4 to 8.1%. Again, we encourage him to decrease his intake of simple carbohydrates and emphasize the importance of controlling his diabetes in the setting of renal disease, period. He provided a blood glucose log with varying levels of his blood glucose from home, with readings as low as 70 and as high as 222. He has an appointment with his PCP at the end of the day and will address he has an upcoming appointment with his PCP at the end of the day, and she will follow up with this, with his diabetic regimen, period. Next line. Hypertension, which is under control with blood pressure of 129 over 85. He is euvolemic and has gained, and has lost 11 pounds since the last visit. His blood pressure readings from home are stable. We will continue to monitor. Next line, hyperuricemia on allopurinol 100 milligrams daily. We will repeat the uric acid level. Next line, obesity with BMI of 26. He weighs 157 pounds today and has lost 11 pounds due to the recommended diet. Next line, hypothyroidism. We will repeat the thyroid levels. He is currently on replacement therapy. We will next line BPH, which is under control. He follows with Dr. Poby, urologist, and was seen recently by him. Period. History of bladder cancer, status post tumor removal in 2015 by Dr. Poby. Period. He denies having any radiation or chemotherapy. Period. COPD. He is oxygen dependent. Next line, GERD, managed with diet. Next line, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workups.